In their effort to show that Neanderthals were subhuman creatures who evolved into us, evolutionists have stooped to a new low by ignoring the evidence they were as fully human as we are. Find out more on today's Creation Moment. And now, our Creation Moment's host, Paul Taylor.
Every so often, it seems, we have to address new issues concerning Neanderthals or other supposed prehistoric peoples. Please note that creationists do not think Neanderthals to be prehistoric, as this implies they existed before human history, which, since we consider Neanderthals to be human, is a logical contradiction. However, our popular imagining of Neanderthals is that of stooping individuals, representing a belief that an upright posture had not been fully evolved from ape-like ancestors. Although scientists have not accepted the caveman stooping posture for 60 years, modern research still tends to focus on the differences between Neanderthals and so-called modern humans. Our spines have a double S shape. Some studies have suggested that this shape had not evolved in Neanderthals. In a new study, scientists have worked on a Neanderthal specimen discovered in La Chapelle-Ossin in France. The specimen's spine was reconstructed virtually on computer. This research shows that this French specimen at least did have a classic double S-shaped spine. However, their research has gone further and shown that this shape, which gives us our normal upright posture, is the general structure throughout all Neanderthals. This was confirmed by examining the skeleton's pelvis and determining that this structure was also consistent with the posture of a modern human. Every new research just seems to add to our contention that Neanderthals are, in fact, just human, plain and simple.
Creation Moments is a listener-supported broadcast. To find out how you can become a part of the work we are doing, visit us at creationmoments.com or call 1-800-42-BIBLE.